This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said on Monday four more of the Israeli hostages abducted by Hamas on October 7th have died in captivity. The four men were identified as two 80-year-olds, an 84-year-old, and a 51-year-old. Military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said new intelligence led to confirmation of their deaths. Of the more than 250 people abducted on October 7th, about 120 remain in Gaza, according to Israeli tallies. Many have been declared dead by Israeli authorities. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Claudia Sheinbaum, a Nobel Prize-winning climate scientist, will become Mexico's first female president after winning a landslide election victory and promising to continue the work of her mentor and outgoing leader Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A major step for Mexico, a country known for its macho culture and home to the world's second biggest Roman Catholic population, which for years pushed more traditional values and roles for women. With potentially more than 60% of the vote, according to a rapid sample count released by Mexico's electoral authority late on Sunday, it would be the most support won by a Mexican presidential election candidate since the end of one-party rule in 2000.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to win a record-tying third consecutive term in office on Tuesday when the 642 million votes cast in the world's largest election are counted. Exit polls have projected a big win for Modi, and if they are confirmed, Modi's Hindu nationalists will have triumphed in a campaign in which parties accused each other of religious bias and as posing a threat to sections of the population.